Okay, so who would win in a fight, Mega Man or Darth Vader?
Mega Man with powers?
No. Well,
just base Mega Man?
Yeah.
Charge shot.
No.
Darth Vader.
No, no way. But what power does Darth Vader have that Mega Man has not already encountered and beaten before?
Did you not see when Han Solo tried to shoot Darth Vader and he just caught the blaster bolts with his hand?
You raise a good point. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel podcast. What are you laughing at?
What did you call it?
The Exploding Barrel podcast.
Alright, I'm just warning everybody right now. I'm kind of like...
What
was
spell?
That?
Nothing. It's not
a
it's
remote
good.
Control. But
the force is strong with you.
Exactly. I'll explain later.
This is the podcast for the week of... What month is it? September 22nd, 2008. Well, it's so hot outside, it barely feels like September.
I know, it's weird.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. First off, apologies, no show last week. I did not have power for a few days.
Yeah, that was crazy, so, you know.
Yeah. If you can imagine someone who's kind of technology dependent like me not having power, I wanted to shoot myself. And we had Rock Band 2, and I mean, I had Spore, I just wanted to play him, and ugh. But we are back now, and
yes.
We'll have a lot to talk about this week. First, we're going to talk about news, as per usual. Then we're going to go into answer or die. There's going to be no quiz this week. We got a lot of games.
Yeah,
I had to
write all the games down so I wouldn't forget any.
So no quiz this week. So after answer or die, we're going to go straight into our weekend gaming, talk about all the games we've been playing. Then we're going to talk about the downloadable game releases, the normal weekly game releases. We'll go into the mail barrel. Well, before that, though, we got to go to the top 10, of course. Also, at the end of the show, we've kind of done this before, we're going to do a special segment just on The Force Unleashed.
Yes.
A kind of spoilerific segment. So, we'll do a break before it so that if you don't want to listen to it, don't listen to it. You know, a lot of people tell us that Metal Gear Solid 4 podcast we did was our best one ever.
Yeah, so, this is a game that's recent we both beat, so, we're gonna get into it and hopefully some cool stuff will come out of it.
I believe so. We do have mail, right?
Yeah, I got one.
Cool.
From David.
Okie dokie. Well, why don't you start the news?
Let's kick it off. So I was right. In an interview with IGN, Peter Molyneux revealed that there may be consequences for people who use the gold exploit in the Fable 2 pub games.
He's insinuating.
I think that's awesome if it's true.
But he also just patched it. I think he's just saying it because he's like, oh, crap. You know, I don't know. I don't believe it. We'll see.
I hope so. I hope it's true.
I hope my character is not going to be like some he's going to like come out with like the bowler hat and like the twirly mustache now. As soon as I start.
That'd
actually, wait,
awesome.
maybe I do wish that.
That'd be sweet. So yeah.
Or maybe he's just going to be like pimply and fat and look like a computer hacker.
That game comes out in like 2 or 3 weeks.
No, really?
Yeah, early October.
That's cool.
Something. Yeah.
That's something to look forward to.
I'm very excited for that game. So we continue the saga of the Spore DRM. It's good news this time.
Oh god, people are still complaining about this.
A little bit.
Let's
EA's relenting. They've now upped it from 3 activations to 5 activations. They also said that they had this in the works, but they're gonna fast track it now, where they're gonna have like a kind of system of deauthorizing your installations, much like you can deauthorize iTunes purchases.
Well, that's good then.
Yeah, so that's...
So there's nothing to complain about anymore.
Not really.
Okay,
and
good.
Then, and also, this came out last week, but there was, in the instruction manual for the game, it actually says that, you can create multiple accounts where that just wasn't true. They called it a typo, which is, you know, pretty big typo. It's
yes.
It's not like a T instead of a U or something.
We forgot the apostrophe T on can.
Yeah.
That's because we can't.
But, so anyway, they actually have relented on that too. You can make up to 5 accounts off of 1 CD key, but they can't be playing at the same time.
Fair enough.
Yes.
I guess. Kind of sucky, but what you gonna do?
Alright, we'll get into some Guitar Hero news now. The first one.
I know you got some Mega Man news. Can we get to that?
It's coming.
Okay.
Say it towards the bottom. So, Activision is contemplating a subscription model for Guitar Hero DLC.
I heard about this.
Now,
What?
I can understand a subscription for unlimited access to all the DLC, like you would pay for, what's it called, Rhapsody or Napster even. But this would be, you pay the monthly fee and you just get like so many songs you could download a month. Unless it's like really discounted, why wouldn't you just buy the songs?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I guess pricing will determine this.
It's a strange new frontier, huh?
Yeah.
It's hard to say where this is going to go.
So here's the bigger thing. It was rumored for a while that there might be some kind of new instrument peripheral for Guitar Hero World Tour, specifically just for the music creator. A lot of people thought it'd be like a keyboard. What it actually is going to be is that you can actually sequence the MIDIs on your computer and somehow transfer them to your console. The caveat being, on the Xbox 360, it only works for the drums.
They cite hardware limitations?
Yeah, which I really want to know what that is, because like you would think if you could get the drums working, what's so hard about the guitar? And on the PS3, you can sequence the melody track, guitar, bass, and drums on your computer.
Cool.
Which should mean you should be able to just download a MIDI file and transfer it to the game,
yeah.
I would guess. So
maybe in the Wii version, you can use Wii Music. You just kind of wave your hands around and make music.
The game has a mode that is basically Wii Music.
Really?
Except, well, I mean, you use the instruments, but, like, you don't have to, like, on the guitar, you don't have to hit any frets. You just strum. And on the drums, like, it doesn't matter which pad you hit as long as you're hitting with the rhythm.
Interesting. Only on the Wii version?
Yes.
Okay.
And they have something else called Mii Freestyle Mode. I don't know if that's the same. I don't think that's the same thing. I think what I was talking about before is, like, beginner difficulty. That's, like, before easy. And then the freestyle one, I think, actually is kind of like Wii Music.
I get you.
All right. This I'm very upset about. Apparently, Sony has said in the home beta, which is rumored to go live in October, and a whole bunch more invites to a closed beta apparently just went out. But they said in the beta, the video sharing will not be in.
Right.
Which, to me, was kind of one of the features I was really looking forward to.
Yeah, I thought it would have been cool walking in and somebody playing a movie.
Or even, like if you want to do something like the Squadron of Shame get together and watch the one-up show together. Something like that, even.
It sucks. I hope that they're maybe, like, on official, like, kind of places, they can still put up their own videos. Like, I hope I can go to, like an upcoming game's place and watch a trailer right there.
And it's unclear if it's just for the beta, and when it goes non-beta, it's going to be in. They haven't said that.
I mean, I think the obvious reason they're not doing this is porn. Right?
Well, porn, but you only get into other people's room by invite, so.
Well, I don't know, even still. There aren't any public rooms, really.
Not that you could display your own content in like that. I mean, there are public rooms.
Okay, well, I don't know then. Maybe they'll change their minds. I don't know. Is Home even coming out?
Who knows? some more content being cut. We all remember Warhammer Online Age of Reckoning, which I just read off the box.
War,
yes. It had a whole bunch of content cut shortly before release. Four capital cities and a bunch of character classes. And EA Mythic has assured us that all that cut content will be coming. So
even the classes.
Yeah, so down the line, we're going to be getting new cities and classes for free.
That's cool.
And apparently what they did...
Of course they cut it, but it's cool.
What they did, though, is all the quests and stuff that was in those cities, they redistributed throughout the world. So that means when those cities go back in, they'll have even more quests.
Yeah.
So we're actually getting more out of it in the end.
That's cool.
So it kind of works out.
What city is up right now on each side?
I believe it's the Empire and the Chaos cities. I'm not positive, though. I haven't gotten that far yet.
So it's just the human guys got their cities?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so this will make you happy. The Kingdom Hearts 2, or what's it called? Kingdom Hearts RE Chain of Memories.
Right.
The PS2 remake of the GBA Chain of Memories Kingdom Hearts game is coming to America for $30.
It's pretty sweet.
Fully voiced and everything. They got Haley Joel Osment out of rehab.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, so I'm actually looking
very forward to
it.
He's supposed to be kind of younger in this, so...
Yeah.
He's supposed to be, like, right the same age as he is in
Kingdom
Hearts
1. Or, yeah,
but whatever.
Just suspension of disbelief. Yeah. I mean, the people buying this, I think, well, I don't know. I think Kingdom Hearts is hitting that semi-mainstream.
Oh, it's
I mean, as mainstream as it could get.
Right. Yeah, it's cool. I mean, I'm kind of disappointed that it's not like in Japan where it's coming out with a special edition of Kingdom Hearts 2.
Yeah,
the
final
extra content.
Mix. Yeah.
Because that was cool. But, you know, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pleased.
Yes. Halo 3. So, something you don't care about since you just had me delete the map pack.
It's taking up a lot
desk.
Of space.
Only 500 megabytes. Anyway, the title update that we talked about a few weeks ago, coming September 23rd.
The what update?
Title update. New achievements, major tweaks to the playlist. They're changing the way that, like, it tracks your stats. And,
are they making it more Call of Duty 4, like, with stat tracking?
No, I think it's... Because, you know, like, Xbox Live has that true skill rating. I think that's going to come more into play than, like, just your level for ranking you with matches.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, people, like, manipulate the leveling system in that game because they want to, like, get, like, higher levels. Or they try to actually keep themselves at lower level because they think they'll play worse people and they could, like, just mess around with everybody.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think this is to circumvent that. So, yeah, that'll come out the 23rd. But there's the one achievement that's, like, beat the game in Legendary on four-player co-op after September 25th. Which is the anniversary of when the game came out.
All right.
Yes. I'm going to skip ahead to this one. So this Thursday, there will be a patch to World of Warcraft, and you can now play Bejeweled inside World of Warcraft.
That's bizarre, isn't it?
Well, you know, when you're waiting for those 40-man raids to get together,
yeah,
you can play some Bejeweled.
Understanding is that there was this app kind of existed. It was sort of a Bejeweled clone, and then, like, the people at PopCap Games just hired these people to make the official Bejeweled app.
Oh, I didn't even know that was a story. Yeah. That's pretty cool, actually, though.
Yeah.
Good on them. And finally, Mega Man 9 has release dates. On the Wii, it comes out today, the 22nd, on the WiiWare. The PlayStation 3 or PS3 version will be out this Thursday, the 25th. And the 360 version comes a week and a half after the Wii one on October 1st.
Now, people are probably asking why all the differences, but I think it's just because, you know,
Monday's Wii, Thursday's PlayStation, Wednesday's 360.
I think, but why not this Wednesday? Maybe it's that certification thing we always hear people complaining about. Mm-hmm. Then, also, we got Proto Man announced as DLC.
Yeah, now, okay, so let's break it down. For an additional $2, the game itself is 10. For another $2, on all three systems, the Wii has DLC. You get Proto Man as a playable character. He has the charge shot that Mega Man does not have in this one. If he gets hit, the charge goes away. He can slide. He has a shield that can absorb smaller bullets. And when he gets hit, he falls back twice as far.
If he gets hit by a larger bullet, he goes back farther. This is cool. This is the first time in a numbered original Mega Man game you can play as a character who's not Mega Man.
Of course, some people are crying foul that, like, if this is so ready to go, why wasn't it just included in the game? You're just holding back content to charge us for it later. It's too much. There is a valid point to that.
I guess, but it's $2.
I'm going to get it. Well, hey, the horse armor was $2.50.
That's horse armor. This is a new playable character. The point of horse armor is that it was stupid and didn't do anything.
Yeah,
this is kind of cool. I'm gladly paying for this.
I will too.
It's Proto Man. I freaking love Proto Man.
This is true. You do.
He's
love
so
Proto
cool.
Man.
I have a little action figure. Oh, Proto Man's like the awesomest person ever. I wish he was my brother.
Cool.
Yeah, that's right. I wish my brother was a cool prototype robot who like went crazy and like kind of just comes around every once in a while and plays like a flute. That would be sweet.
I could do that for you.
I doubt it. You will, AJ, you will never be Proto Man.
Alright.
Never.
Okay with that, I think.
Never.
Okay, so,
Did I say yet that Mega Man 9 is downloaded on my Wii right now, and I would very much so like to play it?
No, we must do this.
Maybe you could do a segment by yourself for a while.
No. I have the Wiimote. So,
I'll fight you for it.
Nope. That's the news for this week. There were NPDs last week. Big surprise, the Wii was the biggest seller. Or no, actually, I think it was the DS.
It's one of those two.
Yeah, the Nintendo.
That's not a surprise.
So, yes. Yeah, that's the news.
I keep getting some shit on my...
It's because you walk past that bush.
Oh.
Yeah, the one that's all overgrown.
That bush is trying to pollinate me.
Yeah. Must like you.
I guess so.
Okay.
What do you think our children would look like? Would it be like Plant Man?
I'm not answering
Which one
that.
Was Plant Man from?
4.
Can't quite remember. It's not 1, 2, or 3. I know that much. Right. It might be 7.
What's next now? Answer or die?
Yeah. Answer or die.
So I have something to reveal.
What's that?
Well, last week when we were recording, we are in studio together.
Are you going to hit me now?
No. You see, when you failed to answer that question properly 2 weeks ago.
I answered it just fine.
No, you didn't. Now, you may think that the power went out because a tree fell on the power lines.
Oh, yeah, right.
Now, you'll recall, when all this happened, I was conveniently taking a shower. And then I just came out, and I was like, oh, the power's out. So let this be a lesson.
Oh.
Answer correctly.
Oh, my God. AJ, just to get back at me, you put out the power in our entire county.
That's right. That's right. Now, just think what happens if you just didn't answer at all.
Oh, my God. I got to play Mega Man 9, though. Okay, I got this.
Okay.
I entered it correctly. That's never been to, fine, let's hear it. Because you asked me what my favorite genre was, and I have no favorite genre.
You don't know what a genre is.
I know what a genre, what the hell does that mean?
That's what you said.
When did I say
that? On the show.
No, video game genres are iffy. I know what a genre
okay.
is.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Ready?
You don't even know how to spell genre.
What is your favorite Star Wars video game? 5, 4, 3.
Force Unleashed right now, I guess.
I'm gonna say that's your snap judgment because you just played it very well.
It's
very
fun.
Good. It's very
right
good.
Now I cannot think, but some of the other ones that people like the most, come on, I didn't beat.
True.
Jedi Knight 2, I never beat.
That's a good
choice. Star Republic, I never beat that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
yeah,
it might be. What are some other, I haven't really beat Republic Commando yet. I hope to play that soon.
Yes.
Well,
if you get that best of Star Wars pack as Republic Commando, Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah, I want to get that.
And Jedi Knight 2.
Yeah, I'm going to get that sometime, I think, actually, because that's a really good pack.
Yes.
I beat Jedi Academy. That was fun, but kind of shallow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of stand by that.
All right, fine. You justified it. What is your favorite Mega Man game?
3.
5. Okay.
I think Mega Man 3. Just playing through them all again. It's got the best music. It has some of my favorite bosses. It has the great level design of 2 still. After 3, levels kind of got long. And you had the charge shot, which kind of tweaked the format of the game. 3, I think, is the best overall package.
Okay. What game, think more recently than, like, 10 years ago, are you ashamed or embarrassed or just angry that you bought? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, dang it. Oh, shit! God! Ran the iPod. Oh, man. Did you have something in mind?
No. Oh. I know, I've got a few that I'm like, damn it, whatever.
Well, I know you do.
I know.
I'm not you.
I know two you've got.
What?
I see a Final Fantasy XI over there that was played once.
I got that for Christmas.
And I know you're not too particularly fond of Neverwinter Nights 2.
Oh, man, I should have thought of Neverwinter
right
Nights
there.
2. Yeah. Screw Neverwinter Nights 2. It's kind of dumb. Yeah, I should have thought of that. Oh, damn it. Okay, I'm ready. Come on!
I was kind of done.
No!
Do you want me to
one
come
more.
On one more?
One more. I can do this.
Let me think of something.
I don't want to end it on a hit.
Okay. What do you think is the most violent video game ever? 5, 4.
God of War.
Yeah? Why?
Yeah. You're ripping stuff out all over the place. That was a pretty violent game when I first saw it.
Fair enough. I got no problem with that answer. Okay.
It was pretty violent. I don't know. Maybe if I thought about it, I could come up with something better for you, but it was pretty out there.
Cool. All right. Let's talk about some games. So, like we said, we'll do an extended feature in The Force Unleashed, but just to quickly go over for the people who don't want to hear the spoiler part, we both played through it completely on a 360 light side and dark side ending, and I'm also halfway through the Wii version.
It's weird because you're telling me about all these differences in the Wii version.
Yeah, the thing is, here's what I'd say to you if you're like thinking to yourself, oh, I've got both systems, which one would be cool? Oh, the Wii's got the cool motion controls. And it does. Like, the motion control combat in it actually works really well. It was a lot of fun. But the big draw for this game, I would still say, is the story, which is really good. And it's just so much better on the next-gen consoles. Not even just aesthetically, which is the case, certainly, because, like, you get a lot better, like, emotional performance from the characters, but there's a lot of stuff cut out from the Wii version. Like, I don't want to give examples. I'll
just
do
some,
that later.
Some of the cinematics are lacking in the Wii version.
Yeah, they're just not complete. There's plot holes, as a result, I found out. Like, stuff that I was completely confused about playing the Wii version were perfectly clear in this
one. Oh, you have to tell me that in the last segment.
Yeah, we'll get into that later.
But let's just say for that right now, because obviously we have to fill a whole segment on later. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I think review scores have been kind of going a little low.
I think it's kind of getting dumped on. I think it's a fine game.
I think it's a lot of fun.
Yes.
It's a very good early fall release.
Yes.
But what do you have next on your list?
Warhammer Online Age of Reckoning.
And this was interesting because...
well, let me tell my tale of how I even got into this game.
Oh, I think there's a story.
Yes,
all right.
Because I think I bemoaned on this podcast how, like, this game didn't have a trial or anything for it, and the only way to get in the open beta was, like, to reserve it or be a Follow Planet subscriber. And I just wanted to try the game to see if I'd like it, to see if it was more than just another WoW clone. And I was at GameStop before the game came out, and I just went to the guy and I said, listen, am I allowed to, like, pre-order this game, get my beta key, and then, like, cancel the pre-order tomorrow? He's like, yeah, sure. So I'm like, oh, okay. I would like to pre-order Warhammer Online.
I told you that would be fine. For some reason, you always think that, like, these things...
Because you get something. I would think the pre-orders where you actually get something, you'd, like...
I remember...
Well, like, for example, like, the Fable 2 pre-order, they made me pay $10, not $5, because it comes with the pub
games. Yeah, but you could still get it back.
I guess.
Now, like, when we went to return... When we went to cancel our Too Human...
Yeah, I know. I had the armor code card.
You're like, make sure you bring that armor code card. They're going to want it back. I'm like, I don't think they're going to care.
Yeah, okay, fine. You win that one.
I'm just saying.
Okay. So, I played the open beta once. And I'm like, after it took like 3 days of download, it's like 10 gigabyte client. And I was like, it's just Warcraft. It wasn't doing it for me. Now, granted, I only played it for a very little short time because I just kind of threw it on before I left for class or something. Then I came back to it, like, the next day, made a different character class. I was actually playing as a Bright Wizard, which is like the, he's just like the fire-throwing wizard guy for the human race. And that was, I'm doing the quests and stuff, and I did the Realm versus Realm instant thing that they seem to be very high on in this game, which was basically just a battleground for World of Warcraft. So I was like, oh, that's Realm versus Realm, that's no big deal, it's fun, but whatever. Then, I get to the first public quest, and you've done this too.
Right.
This is actually, you were kind of like me.
I have my own story to tell.
So, the first public quest in the human area, you come upon this farm. And the way the public quests work in this game is there are these quests that keep running. When they end, there's a timer, it resets, and then it just keeps going. You don't have to be part of a party or a group. Everybody's working towards the same goal as long as they're in this area. So this quest first has you, like, kill 50 of these guys as they come running in. Then you have to keep this guy protected for 5 minutes. Then after that, you hear this giant off in the distance. So I, like, turn to see where this thing's coming from. There's this giant stomping through the forest, literally knocking down trees as it goes. Like, I'm diving out of the way of a falling tree. And then, like, the 10 of us who are there take down this giant. Then I was like, I'm level 2. That's awesome! You know?
Right. I mean, I started, you brought it over, it was on your hard drive, just so I can kind of try it out. And, well, first I saw you playing it, and I kind of laughed at myself, because graphically and interface-wise, it looks a lot like World of Warcraft. I mean, I just had to laugh at that a little bit.
Yes.
But, you get over that.
Yes.
And, but beside that, though, first, it was just looking at the classes. Well, actually, first I asked you what the races were, because I was kind of hoping it would be something interesting, but, it's your typical... You have the high elves, and you have dwarves, and humans, and orcs, and
it's very standard high fantasy
stuff.
Right,
and I was like, man, I was complaining, like, I want to see something different in this. But the classes, well, each race has its own different classes, and some of these classes are unique and really cool.
Yeah, I mean, they fit the typical MMORPG stereotypes, tank, healer, DPS, but they just all have a really cool twist to them.
Right, like, the one that stood out to me was there's a high elf class called the White Lion, and the way this class works... was it White Lion or White Tiger? I think
lion,
it was Lion.
Lion.
The way this class works is, basically from the very start, you have a White Lion who always follows you around.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like having a pet World of Warcraft, but, like, you have this one pet, and, like, it is a vital part of your character.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, World of Warcraft, like, for hunters, like, the pet doesn't even become important once you get to high levels.
Right.
Then the other one I saw that I liked and I eventually played as was called the Witch Hunter. It was a human empire class, I guess, and it's a guy, he has a pistol and, like, a dueling sword. And I'm like, hell's yes.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. These classes, they're imaginative, and they look really cool.
Yes.
And the human starting area, like, they make it like it's under attack, and
you feel very much at war.
Right.
And, well, in the Dark Elf starting area, one of the first quests, it's you as the Dark Elves have just landed off your ships onto what was your land that the High Elves took from you, so you're here to reclaim it.
That's cool.
So, like, there's, like, a POW camp. There's one mission that has you going on to ballistas and shooting at defenders on the beach. Stuff like that. I should say real quick, the class I'm playing right now is the Battle Priest. And...
Which I kind of thought was an oxymoron, especially in MMO terms.
But it's so great because... You have, like, your action points, which is mana, but, like, everybody has action points. It's not like WoW, or some people have mana, some people have energy.
I didn't realize everyone had action points.
Yeah.
And because of those action points, combat is a lot faster paced,
I'm
going to say real quick.
Well, I'll get to that in a sec. But, so, like, I have my attack skills that use my action points, but all my healing spells take from a different point pool, their healing points of some sort. I forget the exact name for them, actually. The only way I could generate those points is by attacking. So I literally cannot just, like, stand on the sidelines and heal. I have to be in the middle of combat fighting in order to be able to function as a priest, which is just, you know, fantastic.
Right,
just,
like, it's great.
It makes being a priest a lot of fun. And then one cool thing the game does is you can have an offensive and a defensive target. So if, like, if just you and I are playing together, I could keep you targeted and then target all the monsters and stuff, whatever I want. But then as soon as I click off a healing ability, it'll go to you. Like, I don't have to target you separately.
I'm very happy now that you're playing a battle priest.
Yes.
Or for me.
Yes.
But, yeah, I was playing it, and I got to that part the impressions were already pretty favorable at that point. Then when I got to that giant you fight, the troll thing, I kind of, like, stopped, and I was like, man, I like this. I want to buy it. I don't want to play too much more in this character. I'm not going to keep.
The game, it's very fast-paced, like you said. Your action points respawn quickly, even in battle. And, like, once you're done with a fight, your health just, like, regenerates. Like, there's no sitting around. There's no food. It wants you to keep playing. They're very conscientious, I think, at that. They're, like, they want to make this game a game and make it fun.
Yeah, so early impressions, very favorable.
And then the one more I want to talk about, because I mentioned, like, my first encounter with the Realm versus Realm. That was, like, the battleground. I was like, eh, whatever. But what I didn't realize is really what the Realm versus Realm is all about is there's actual chunks of the map that's kind of between the two zones of the two factions. And within those zones are control points, much like Battlefield. As your faction takes those points, you actually get, like, buffs and stuff for your faction. Merchant discounts, healing buffs, things like that. So what they do is they actually give you quests in these areas to get you in there, and then they hope that you just kind of join in with whatever realm versus realm battles are going on at the time. And to make the long story short, basically, I was able to rally together a pretty sizable group of about 20 people, and I was getting them to go to all the control points, and we eventually took the entire continent. And it was just this really cool feeling. Here I am, again, at level 8, and I'm like, wow, I just led a war campaign to take over a continent. That's awesome!
One question I have, because I haven't encountered this, what are the death penalties like?
You get, it's kind of like, no, actually it's not. Okay, so what it is you get like your death sickness thing, I forget what they call it. You have, less maximum HP, and it's like 3 minutes long. And then they'll stack if you keep dying.
But is there any, like, durability damage? Is there durability in the game?
No.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
But the thing is, you can go to a healer in the cities or the towns, and for, like, 25 copper apiece, they could remove each of your death penalties. So if you've got the money, you could just get rid of it and keep going.
That's cool.
The only thing you have to repair is sometimes you'll find an item that's, like, a broken boots or something like that, and you get them repaired into a good item.
Okay, but then once they're repaired, they're repaired.
Right.
Okay. That's cool.
So,
also, I want to say real quick, I like how there's no actual ammo in the game if you're, like, a gun-wielding class.
Yeah, like I said, it's designed to be very fast and keep you active and engaged in the game. There's not a lot of downtime at all, which is really nice.
Well, I think that's enough for Warhammer right now.
Yes.
Let me move on.
I lost my list. Okay. Rock Band 2.
Oh. Well, Rock Band 2 is a lot of fun. I don't know how much we have to say about it, really.
Yeah, but I mean, it's awesome. The new songs are great, and we have the new drums,
right?
Which are pretty nice.
It's almost a little kind of questionable just how much it's like Rock Band 1 to me. Like, it didn't change much of way of interface or graphics, you know? I wish there was even just more new stuff to buy at the shops, even.
There is.
Well, there's that one new clothing store. I'm saying I wish there was more.
I guess, yeah. I could see that. There's
some good tweaks that need to be there. You can do World Tour mode by yourself.
Yeah, you can have one character to play all the instruments.
Right,
you
don't
have to make all these multiple characters. And I really like, I just found this out yesterday, that, like, we only have 3 people in our band, but we can still make the 4th character.
Yeah, we can still have someone stand in.
So it's not, like, always just this random person.
Right, so, you know, that's all good, and that's all fun. And it's Rock Band 2, it's got a great, it has a fun set, so you have songs you like. The one problem is, at this point, you probably have so many songs, if you do a mystery set list, you're not going to be, like, very happy with what you got to play sometimes.
Yeah,
and you
can't delete these songs today.
Yeah, like, yeah, as I said before, I'm kind of over mystery set lists.
Yeah, I want to play the songs I want to play, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm also, I they got to stop, too, with the whole, you have to unlock everything before you can play it. Cause they really not expect that, like, someone's going to buy Rock Band, call up 3 friends, be like, I got Rock Band 2. Come over. Oh, yeah. We're going to come over. And they come over, and, like, there's five songs.
Yeah.
Like, what's that? Yeah. You know, that's got to go.
Who wants to unlock songs anymore?
No one does.
No one cares.
Okay. So goodoldgames.com or GOG.com launched earlier this month, and I got into the beta of it, so I purchased Giant Citizen Kabuto for $6, which is like one of the best deals
that's
ever.
One of your favorite
games. That's one of my absolute favorite games. So I've been playing that again. I'm like halfway through the first chapter of the game.
It basically, at least the first third of it, it's a third-person action game where you have a jetpack. And at the end, there's some, like, base building and stuff involved and stuff. It's fun.
Yes. So.
My one complaint is that I always like that first section of the game more than the other two.
Yeah, it is kind of the stronger one gameplay-wise. The Kabuto section when you're the giant's fun, but there's not much to it. It's kind of easy.
Mm-hmm.
You're just kind of jumping on everything. Actually, you're doing, like, wrestling moves.
Right.
To, like, people who are, like, a tenth of your size.
It's funny.
But, I mean, it's a great game. What really sells it is the great writing and characters. It really is well done in that regard. So, you know, if you get on Good Old Games, you're trying to think of what to buy, I would recommend that highly. Like, the top selling games on Good Old Games are, like, the three Fallout games, Free Space 2, and Giants.
Oh, really?
Which makes me very happy.
Yeah, those Giants still had a following and all.
Yes.
That's good.
So let's talk about Yakuza, or Yakuza.
I haven't played this yet, but you have.
Yes. This is actually the next Squadron of Shame mission, so that's why we got it going. I like it a good deal.
Let's specify, this is Yakuza 1, yes. Not 2.
I like it a lot more than I thought I would have. Really, everyone thinks it's a brawler, and it is, but really it's a JRPG. But the random battles are, you know, brawling stages. It suffers from a lot of PS2 technical problems, like load times and weird camera issues. And also there's that thing, like, remember in Phantasy Star Online when you would try to attack, but, like, you start mashing your combo, but if you weren't perfectly lined up with the guy, you just, like, kind of went right past him.
Yeah.
It does that,
okay.
Which I hate, and apparently it's fixed in the sequel. But the story's good. Aside from, like, I don't know if it's a fault of the translation or what, but they swear a lot in this game. I mean, they're dropping F-bombs every other word.
And, no, don't roll on it more.
And, sorry. I don't know. I didn't do it. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, they say fuck a lot. But the voice acting is good. Mark Hamill's in the game, so, you know, that's always a plus. So, yeah.
Basically, if you're wondering what was happening there, his chair was on some papers of mine. I'm like, roll off it. I'm giving him the hand motions.
I didn't know.
I gave him the hand motions, and you're like, what?
I didn't even see I was on it. I thought you...
Then I'm like, roll off it. So then you start rolling on it more.
Yeah, the chair only goes... whatever.
What do you mean the chair only goes one way?
You know, like when you start to roll, sometimes you gotta, like, wait till the... Yeah, never mind.
Don't tell me about rolling.
Let's talk about Spore, since you just picked it up off the ground.
Yes. Hey. We haven't talked about that at all yet, really, have we?
I don't think so.
I think maybe you might have.
I just started it. Like,
right,
I played the creature
phase
or something.
And Spore's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so cell phase is, you know, kind of simple. I went herbivore and you went carnivore. So while you kind of go and eat everybody or just destroy them, I kind of go dance for them, basically.
Yes, and become religious zealots.
Yes. Yes, we do.
See, like, it seems like the people who don't like this game are the ones who thought that, like, the creature phase was going to be, like, on par with an MMO. That the civilization phase was going to be on par with, like, playing Civilization. Like, no. This is the guy who made The Sims in SimCity. He does not make hardcore games. I don't know why anyone thought this was going
to
be different.
But to say that, though, the space phase is fairly complicated.
It really is. This is what I've said. I think the space phase is the most accurate Star Trek game ever made.
Star Control 2, I'd say before it. But, fair enough. Yeah, it's very, but it's kind of like that.
It's great. Fun. It's a lot of fun.
You terraform.
All the editors and stuff are so good and so well done and fun.
So fun just to make buildings and everything. And, I mean, it's cool to make your alien and really kind of evolve him. I say alien, your creature, just kind of evolve him through each phase and everything. And you watch them animate perfectly to all these cutscenes and stuff too, which is, it's great.
And what's way more fun than I thought it would be is when, like, you see your friend's creations popping up in the game. It's just really cool for some reason.
I saw one friend, Pete's creation, when I was in creature phase. I didn't know there were, like, giants. They're called, like, elite whatevers. So I was one Klops, and I was walking around, and his elite Klops kind of came around. I was like, oh, my God.
Yes.
I feel like I might have told that story before now. Anyway, virus database has been updated.
Oh, good.
So, Spore's a lot of fun.
Yes.
I would check that out.
What's
Pure?
What's Pure?
Pure is the ATV racing game being developed by Disney Interactive, of all people.
Oh,
the demo came out for this last week, and normally I try not to talk about demos too often, but I thought this one was kind of noteworthy. This game is basically take SSX Snowboarding, which is a series I love, and just put it on ATVs. It's really fun.
Huh.
It does that really cool, like, what it does so well is that it really does a good job of when you hit a jump, you hit a jump. Like, you are up in the air
right.
to the point where you don't even see the ground, and you're up there forever. And it does that thing where, like, the music kind of gets muted sounding
yeah,
and everything.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And the trick system is just, you know, it's one of the three buttons, and as you go from left to right, they're the more advanced tricks, and you just pick a direction. And it's just a lot of fun. It looks good. It's a cool game. I think people will pick it up, will enjoy it.
I'll try it.
This one's you.
Well, yeah. When the power was out, and the only thing I had was my fully charged DS, but no real games to play. I think the last DS game I actually played was The World Ends With You.
Yeah.
So Dragon Quest IV came out, so I decided to pick that up. Of course, as soon as I pick it up, the power came back on. But I never really had any exposure to the series before, so I just started playing it, and I'm having fun with it. It's very simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very simple kind
and
of
the
game.
Graphics, the screenshots look nice.
One thing about the graphics that are nice that isn't conveyed in the screenshot is the enemy sprites are animated really well.
Really?
They're doing the kind
of thing that they wouldn't do.
Right, exactly. That's what I was kind of surprised when, like, they're kind of jumping all over the place when they attack you. It's like, it looks really good.
Hmm.
It's kind of jarring to not have, like, your avatars represented on the screen so much except for, like, the profile picture for a little bit, but it's fun. The one thing, none of the main characters talk yet.
Any of them.
Yeah, I thought the one main character who was me wouldn't talk, but I thought the other guys would.
No,
but right now
talk.
They do. But I imagine, like, you know, how at the end they all come together supposedly.
Oh,
well, the way this game works,
I know
it's called chapters.
This
the
game.
Way this one works, I guess, what's famous for was first you play different small chapters of all of the characters, then at the last chapter is them finally coming together, and that's like basically where the game really begins.
Oh, okay.
But so right now, for each chapter, like, the guy I'm playing as, he doesn't talk. I'm like, well, what's going to happen when they all come together? Are they all not going to talk?
Yeah, that was the weird thing about, like, when I was playing through the first few hours of Wild Arms, because it is like you play as each of the three main characters separately until they all come together. And, like, there's the one who's, like, the more main character than the others, and he doesn't talk, but the others do. But, like, when you were playing them individually, it was weird that, like, you know, two of your characters spoke and the other one didn't.
Yeah. That's just a convention that I think is getting a little tired.
Yeah, I don't like it.
But it's fine, it's simple, and I'll be playing it more, hopefully.
Cool. Castle Crashers.
Oh.
You wanted to say something?
Did I? Well, I beat it.
Yes.
And the ending's very cool.
I'm still waiting for the patch.
Right. I don't know. I never had any problems with that.
Yeah.
But the ending's cool. If you haven't and you haven't played through it yet, I would recommend you do.
Skip to this little, the last one there. This was you.
What, Fracture?
Yeah.
Oh, the Fracture demo came out.
I haven't gotten to play it yet.
People kind of poo-pooed on it, said it was kind of generic. They said it was I read that it was generic and gimmicky.
Uh-huh.
Which doesn't make... Can something be generic and gimmicky?
Yes.
Kind of. But, well, the thing is, you have, like, a gun. If you push L1, you lower terrain. If you push R1, you raise it. And that's unlimited ammo.
It's a gun. I always thought it was going to be grenades.
Well, you have grenades that do it kind of too, but you do have the gun. And it's cool. It's fun. And it's a gimmick, sure, but it makes things interesting. It makes it fun. Like, yeah, you're a space marine and the enemies are kind of generic, but that one gimmick, it really does make things interesting. I think people should try out the demo.
Cool. And then lastly, I got into the Wrath of the Lich King beta. And I played through the entire kind of starting quest chain for the Death Knights. The thing that sucks about it is you do this absolutely phenomenal quest chain, the end of which is really great, and then they dump you back in Orgrimmar, and you're level 56, or, no, actually I was 58, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, ugh. I'm here again.
Yeah, Orgrimmar 4 years ago.
But, see, this is another reason why I kind of bought Warhammer, really. I'm still going to get Wrath of the Lich King, because I got to get all the Blizzard's Collector's Editions, because I'm crazy like that. But, like, the content that I saw of that part of the game,
was certainly on par with the level of cool stuff going on in Warhammer, I felt. But you gotta be level 70 to get there.
Yeah.
You know? And I hope to get there someday, but I'm not even 60 yet. I'm correct. Level 57.
After 4 years.
Yeah. So, you know?
Yeah, I know what you
mean. That was kind of what made Warhammer so alluring to me, is that, it, you know, like I said, level 2, I was fighting this giant with, you know, 10 other people.
Exactly. Well, I think that's everything we played.
Yeah.
That was a long one.
That was a long one.
So why don't we go to downloadable game releases?
All right. On the Wii. Let's see, this is
from last Monday.
I got confused. Okay, so Strong Bad Episode 2, Strong Badia the Free.
I want to try that. Apparently it's better than the last episode.
That's cool.
And I liked the last episode. It was fun.
And then a game called Potpourri. It's a puzzle game.
Hmm.
And then the Virtual Console, Mega Man 2.
One of the best ones.
Yes.
I hope 9 compares well to it.
On the Xbox Live Arcade, Feeding Frenzy 2, and Domino Master.
Okay.
Xbox Originals saw 54 games released.
What, really?
Yes. Destroy All Humans, and like the 53 games included in Intellivision Lives.
Oh.
Yeah, I stole that headline from somewhere, and I might have gotten the number wrong. I read that too, and I was like, huh?
You said that, I'm like, what? I didn't think there were like 50 decent games for that system.
On the PlayStation Network, it's all PSP games. These are the D3 games we talked about a couple weeks ago. Cube. PQ, Practical Intelligence Quotient, and that's a demo. I don't know why I wrote that down.
Is it Puzzle Quest on there?
That's next week.
Oh, okay.
And then Game Tap, Grimm, Beauty and the Beast, and Mission Runway.
Is that like Project Runway?
So it says.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
All right, then.
All right, let's go for the real stuff.
Yeah, real stuff. Well, first, we got Wipeout HD is coming September 25th for the PS3.
Do you know how much that costs?
No.
$20.
Really?
Not a bad deal.
No, not bad. Not bad at all. But a better deal for $10, you got Mega Man 9, which we went over the release dates before. But yeah.
Yep.
Man, I love that cover. You said they're selling those limited edition, like, fake NES cartridges?
Yeah, I don't know where or when, but...
Oh, man, I would kill for one of those. I would pay $50 for one. I'd pay $100 for one. I'm not even joking.
I know.
If I had $100, but... That's beside the point. I cannot wait to start playing Mega Man 9. Brothers in Arms, Hell's Highway, 360 is coming out September 23rd.
I bumped this up to the top of my Gamefly queue.
I've never been a fan of this series.
Yeah. I have been, so I'm excited for this game. It's supposed to come out 2 years ago.
Right. Line Rider 2 Unbound for PC, September 23rd. That was a Flash game.
Yep.
Now it's real. Pure, game you were just talking about, September 23rd for 360. Civ 4 Colonization is coming out for the PC, September 22nd. That's the expansion pack.
It is a remake of Sid Meier's Colonization, which is a game that came out in the early 90s. They put the Civ 4 on there for branding, I think. It's just using the Civ 4 engine, but it's its own game.
Oh, interesting.
But it's basically, if you took Civilization and focused it to just colonial America.
Ooh, not
bad.
Yeah, that's
so
cool.
I think it sounds pretty good. I might want to get that eventually.
Lego Batman, that's coming out this week?
I did not know that.
September 23rd, just PS3 it says here.
Yeah, I bet you it's 360 as well, it's just not...
Dragon Ball Z Trilogy for PS2, September 23rd. This was here last week. I still don't know what's on it.
It was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. King's Bounty, The Legend, BC, September 23rd. Kirby Superstar Ultra for the DS, September 22nd. That's the best Kirby game. A very, very good game. One of the best Super Nintendo games. Everlight for the PC, September 23rd. Warriors Orochi 2, Xbox 360, 23rd.
One?
Yeah, I remember I only remember because I remember going over in the release date around this time last year, I think.
Okay.
Dark Horizon for the PC, September 23rd. Wario Land Shake It for,
that's the
September 22nd.
Too?
That game looks, all the videos I've seen look good. People don't
seem
to talk about it. Yeah, I think it looks fun. And The Blob for Wii, September 22nd.
Alright.
So not a bad week, actually.
Not at all.
So, then we got Derek Robbins' top 10 list. He's going over the top 10 most important franchises today. Maybe he says today,
fun.
So I'm going to hold him up to that today part. Number 10 is Madden, so yeah, Madden's obviously very, it might be higher, really. Now, I have issue with it. Number 9 is Street Fighter. I don't know how important that is today, really.
Maybe tomorrow.
Even still, Street Fighter 4, that's just
but
huge
when you
game,
think
really.
About it, pretty much every, at least 2D fighting game, basically, it has roots in Street Fighter.
That doesn't matter. That means it was important back. I have issues with it being important today.
I can understand.
8 Moger Solid. Yeah, it's still pretty
it's
important.
Supposedly the savior of the PS3 in some people's eye.
7 Zelda. Yeah, obviously still very popular. 6 Pokemon, same goes for that. 5 Final Fantasy. Yeah, it's kind of losing some relevance just because there hasn't been a new one in a while.
Yeah, they need to get it out the war.
Right. 4, Grand Theft Auto, yeah. Obviously, yeah, still very popular. Obviously, 3 is Warcraft. Yeah, that's very popular franchise right now. 2 is Mario, still up there. 1 is Halo. And Halo has been sort of the big darling of this kind of past generation.
Right.
If it were gone today, I think he's missing some things, though. Like, God of War has been a very popular, sort of influential series lately. Just, you know, all it's kind of pushing the whole action genre. It's a decent list. What do you think?
Yeah.
You got nothing to say?
No, he really did good. That's pretty much all the ones I pick, I think.
What, even Street Fighter? I have issues with
Except Street Fighter.
I have issues with that.
If I had to pick something instead of Street Fighter... Oh... Honestly, it might be something like Gears of War.
Gears of War, yeah. What? Yeah, Resident Evil 4 even could have balanced out.
Well, yeah.
No, that's the problem. It's Resident Evil itself, not so much, but just like Resident Evil 4.
Right.
All
right,
anyways, and thank you for the plug, of course, Derek. Yeah. So why don't you talk about...
All right, I got an email from David Redkey. For shame! You let a little hurricane stop the podcast for a week? What is up with that? I thought you guys were real men, but you let a little hurricane stop your podcast. I expected so much more. I expect you to withstand the power of nature's fury!
This is sarcasm. This is a dramatic read.
I know, I got into it all of a sudden. Well, I hope things are sorted out by next week. They are, thank you. P.S. Rock Band 2 is the shit. The new Fender Strat is fucking awesome. Which, we don't have one yet, but we will.
I do not have that.
It has the calibrator, which supposedly works really well.
Okay.
Still waiting for the drum hi-hat tom-tom crash cymbal add-on, then it will buy the wireless drum set. I am too. That's gonna be cool. Because,
if you guys say
well,
so. What it does.
Well, I mean, for the good people at home. Cause like, what this is it adds cymbals for the yellow, blue, and green pads. When you're playing the note tracks in the songs, it doesn't matter if you hit the tom or the cymbal, they all register the same. But when you're doing things like fills or if in the drum freestyle, it will differentiate it as a cymbal or a tom. So like, you can do more complicated fills. And you know, which could be cool. Then he says, the best additions were the single player band world tour mode and the drum training mode. I love the drum fill trainer. I've been using it to learn like some actual drum fills. They work.
Good for you.
Yes. Thumbs up, David.
Alright, thank you, David.
Thank you, David.
Well, we're gonna stop there, take a little break.
Let's do the sign-off for the people who won't be joining us on the other side.
Because next segment we're going to be talking about Force Unleashed, and we'll get kind of into spoilers there.
And like I said, the story is the best part of this game, so you don't want the story spoilers if you're going to play it.
Right.
But
so
I recommend you play it, because it is good.
If you haven't played it yet, you don't want to hear, or if you're playing it right now, you don't want to hear spoilers, you know, stop listening after this. We are the Exploding Barrel Podcast. You can find us on our site at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com. You can contact me at tolkoto@gmail.com.
And edgeguy711 @gmail.com.
So thank you for listening. If you're not staying with us, those of you who are staying, we'll be right back. Right, Star Wars The Force Unleashed, last week's big release.
Yes.
Which, I think it's kind of funny to say that. We both like it a lot, but neither of us bought it. We sprinted it.
I was kind of high on getting it, and then the initial, like, kind of reviews and previews scared me off a bit. I put the 360 version at the top of my Gamefly queue with the Wii version behind it, because I did want to try the Wii version to see how the controls were, because it sounded fun from what I'd read. And they ended up shipping the Wii version to me first. So I was like, oh, whatever, it's the same story, I just don't have the fancy graphics and the, you know, the DMM and the euphoria, so whatever. So I got about halfway through it, and I was enjoying it. And you rented the 361 just to hold a video, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, well, go ahead, you could take over for a little bit.
Well, I just rented it because I didn't want to play it. And it's, I'm kind of glad I rented it because it's a short, it's not a very long game. 6 to 8 hours, maybe.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Right. So, you know, so if you just want to rent it, yeah, go ahead. Because you can beat it in a rental easily. You can beat it in a couple of days.
You can beat it in one sitting. In a like night. You. Yeah, so, well, actually what happened then is, you know, Mike's telling me that, you know, he's got on the 360 and then I was home just the last 2 days. So I'm like, oh, I want to just play through, like, you know, the level where you're Vader, which is the first level, and just see, like, play with all the physics and stuff, because I didn't really get that. And I'm noticing I get, like, you know, cutscenes that I've seen already on the Wii. And it's not so much that they're different. Like, they're, when it's the same dialogue, it's, like, the same dialogue, like, the same recordings and everything. But they're constructed differently. The cinematography is different. It's, you know, and then I'm finding out stuff's been cut from the Wii version to the point where things weren't making sense. That, and I didn't realize like, they weren't making sense. Well, for an early example would be, when you first see Juno, you know, in the 360 version, he sees her, he kind of gets a little freaked out, he grabs Proxy, starts whispering, and Proxy's like, why are we whispering?
Yeah.
And like, they have that whole thing. In the Wii version, first of all, he doesn't have that little fight with the hologram Obi-Wan. He just walks in, grabs Proxy, and goes like, Proxy. And then he goes, yes, master, and then turns into the hologram of Juno and starts giving the profile. And I'm like, oh, did I miss something?
Hmm.
And then
it's kind of weird that they would just cut that out.
The big one was the whole thing with after Vader kills you, and there's that level in the 360 then where you go and save Juno. That level wasn't even there. It was just a cutscene where you like somehow instantly know that Juno's on the other side of the ship and you go save, like he just goes and gets it.
How weird.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's additional content on the Wii version. You say every...
I have, like, almost every other mission. I ended up going back to the Jedi Temple, and way worse...
The Jedi Temple, on Coruscant?
Yeah. Like, there's usually one room. It's the big room. It's always the same. It just has a different swarm of enemies, and you end up going into a different path, and you fight, like, a Sith Lord. But they don't really explain it. It's kind of sloppily done. Also, the levels are completely different. They're not, like, the same layout or anything.
Really?
Like, especially like the junk planet, I wasn't fighting any junkers. It was all robots, except for one part.
Were the boss battles like the same?
No, like, they're not even, like, you know how you fight, I forget his name, the little spider-like dude?
Yeah, the second Jedi.
You fight him
Jedi.
In, like, his little recreation of the Jedi Council.
Yeah, that's kind
of
funny.
I just fought him in, like, this random junkyard.
That's no fun.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool.
It was still a good fight.
I liked how he remade the Jedi Council.
See, that was a confusion. He kept saying all the same things,
well, kept,
though.
Oh, yeah.
So it was, saying it stuff was like, weird, yeah.
Don't ruin her temple and stuff like that.
And then I'm just trying to think of like other strange things. Like, okay, so here's another good one. You know, when you defeat Rom Koda the first time.
Yeah.
When you blind him.
Yeah.
Which is really hardcore. That doesn't happen. You just knock him out the window, and then you find him later, and he's got a blindfold on. I was like, oh, he must have hurt his eyes when he fell or something.
Lame.
I didn't realize he got them lightsabered out.
Yeah.
Like, that was sweet. So.
Those are brutal. Quick time events at the end of boss fights.
Oh, they're rough, yeah.
Yeah, you're beating the crap out of people.
I mean, to jump ahead, like the dark side ending when you beat battle damage Vader.
Oh, God.
That was, yeah, you beat the shit out of him. You're like, fuck you, man.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's fun stuff. I mean, the original characters and stuff, I really like all of them. Proxy was a lot of fun.
Proxy's great.
His whole thing where he's programmed to kill you, but he's still your friend, kind of. That's fun stuff.
I think Starkiller's a great character.
No, he was.
He's really good.
He was voiced well, too, and I didn't know what to expect from the demo, because he only kind of talks to Vader.
He does his, yes, my master voice.
Right.
Yeah, when he breaks out of that, he's really good. And actually, he's also the same guy as the guy who did the voice of the Emperor in this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I felt like, you know, like when it got to, like, you know, the inevitable moment where him and Juno have, like, you know, their romantic goodbye and everything.
It was believable.
It came off very well.
It worked.
I liked the way how he just, you know, said goodbye and, like, did the fall backwards thing. I thought it was very cool.
It's all good stuff. The one Jedi Master kind of becomes your sort of
He was a great character, too, because I thought he was going to be the typical, you know, the wise and old Jedi who's going to save this kid. Then he became a drunk.
Right.
Which was such a great choice.
He wasn't just Obi-Wan Part 2.
Right, right. It was a great twist on that.
Yeah, that works well.
Now, so like, yeah, we both agree. Like, I think, you know, the story's phenomenal. I love the ways it does kind of bridge 3 and 4. Like,
yeah, it's fun.
Like, the Rebel Alliance symbol is like his family crest and all this stuff. That's cool.
There's just cool. Some neat stuff.
Also, it was Jimmy Smith playing Bail Organa in the game, too, which is pretty sweet.
Do you have a feeling that maybe this, cause there are some loose, there are actually some loose ends in this game.
Yeah, like,
that one girl.
Maris Brood. Oh, big shocker. The girl whose last name was Brood, who's got the horns.
Yeah.
Turned out to turn to the dark side.
I wanna know, I wanna know where she found red lightsabers all of a sudden when she decided to turn dark.
Yeah.
Is she like from something? Am I supposed to know she
almost,
is?
I almost feel like she is.
I feel like they might be setting stuff up for like the TV show they keep talking about. Cause like maybe. She could be a bad guy cause we need another Jedi. Maybe. They can have that blind Jedi in it, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. But it's good. It's a good bridge. It mm-hmm. really is.
Yeah.
And it's good cause we see the beginnings of the Rebel Alliance, which we were kind of supposed to see in episode 3. But a lot
of
those
it all got
cut
deleted.
Out. So now we really kind of see it.
Yeah, that was all really cool.
One thing I want to talk about is maybe jumping ahead a little bit, but I guess we're kind of free-forming it up here.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, at the end of the game, of course, you have to have a sort of ultimate choice. Are you going to get the good, like the dark side ending or the light side ending?
Which,
it
they set up the choice very well.
The choice is set up well, and having two different boss battles is done well. My first issue is, haven't we done this a lot before? Does every Star Wars game have to have, like, the... It's the end of the game. Are you good or evil? Go.
I almost want to say yes for that answer. I think people kind of expect it.
But in this game, though, it is very obvious which one's the real ending.
Yeah.
Only one could possibly
one ending,
be canon.
You kill Vader. Come on.
You kill Vader and you basically become like a new Darth Vader. Like, well, come on. And I did that one first and I wasn't satisfied at all.
Yeah.
Then I did the real ending. I'm like, okay, that's awesome.
Yeah, and it is awesome.
It is awesome.
And of course, I was just on IMDb because I was just checking some of the voice actors. You got those people online who are arguing, this is completely ridiculous. The apprentice would never be able to beat Palpatine. He's the strongest Sith Lord ever. It's like, this is exactly what he did in episode 3. He let him win because he wants him to strike him down because then he wins ultimately. And he just got right back up and started zapping people. He was
fine. It was fine.
You didn't beat him.
It's not like the Emperor didn't actually win the end. He did kill you.
Yeah.
So, you know, you shouldn't have issues with that.
Battle damage, Vader.
I was about
cool.
to say, I just love that, how he has the helmet off. Because, you know, that's like the first time you really ever got to see that, like, since basically
episode six.
Yeah. So, seeing the whole bout and fighting. That's probably the best boss fight with Darth Vader that's ever been in a video game, definitely.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they handled that very well.
Yeah, it was fine. You're like, you know, go fight Darth Vader. The boss battles in general, I enjoyed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't really even talked about just battle mechanics.
Yeah, the game has, it's not perfect. A lot of people are hung up on, there's stormtroopers with shields that
block
the force.
Some people made it out that in the end of the game, you would not be able to use the force at all.
No, all it is there's certain stormtroopers where you can't use one of your force powers. So, like, you can't lightning this guy. Okay, throw him.
And there's a guy you can't throw.
You can't throw this guy.
No, hit him with your lightsaber.
Yeah, lightning lightsaber.
Just throw your lightsaber at him.
The only enemy that really I didn't like were the purge troopers. Just because the only effective way to kill them was to play this cat and mouse and it just took a while.
Although I do like how that was a tie into the Dark Forces series.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
They're Dark Troopers.
Yeah.
It's a neat little tie-in.
That's right. Oh, cool.
That's sort of cool. You know one of the codes for the game is Katarn?
Really?
Yeah.
What's it do?
It gives you unlimited force or something like that.
Nice.
But, yeah, so that's a cool tie-in right there, just the Jedi Knight series, which kind of has its own little thing going on.
Yeah.
But, obviously, throwing people around is a lot of fun. Now, of course, the one complaint that, yeah, I'll definitely agree with is targeting a little iffy.
Yeah, the problem, I think, is that the targeting is relative to where your character's looking, and I think if it's relative to where the camera is aimed, it'd be, like, a million times better.
Right.
Like, there'd be no question, because honestly, I think that was the problem. A lot of time was just stuff off screen that, like, was important, but you just could not see. Like, even the first time I fought Battle Damage Vader, I got to this point where I just kind of got separated from him, and he was unleashing all these attacks from off screen, but I couldn't see what he was doing, so I didn't have any idea what to dodge. He just kept doing, like, throws and throwing his saber at me, and I couldn't dodge him because I literally could not see him. I'm like, just over a little bit.
How cool was that when that boss battle with Darth Maul?
Yes.
Proxy.
I was glad to see they managed to shoehorn that in there in a believable way.
Yeah, and then
get the music playing.
Yeah, get Duel of the Fates going. I'll tell you what, Darth Maul gets in. If he gets in on you, he does like that one combo, you're like dead.
Oh, yeah,
that was brutal. But, I was going to say something. You go ahead.
This is... It was just a great it's great fan service. We got to see a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah,
the inside of a Sarlacc stomach, you know, we got to see.
Did you freeze the Sarlacc, by the way?
Yeah.
I didn't know how to do that.
You had to target it with the right bumper and throw your lightsaber at them. At the chains.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And you have to stand in very specific spots.
I didn't do much actual targeting. That was one thing.
I did sometimes.
Yeah, but
when the camera wasn't cooperating.
There was a difficulty bump, kind of, towards somewhere in the middle of the war. Well, things suddenly got very harder.
Did you even bother trying to fight anything in that first room in the Death Star?
The first time I did.
Yeah.
I can just go. Yeah.
I just lift this up and slip in.
That is pretty difficult, too.
Yeah, there's no way.
But you get an achievement if you kill enough of those AT-ATs and AT-ST or whatever. No, ATST and AT-something.
I think I got it.
But
you know, I think it won for killing rankers.
The things that get those stormtrooper scouts with the sniper rifles. Oh.
Yeah, those guys are pinned.
Oh,
yeah,
the biggest
problem with them is that you don't really have an equivalent long-range weapon
to take
them out
with. Well, I think if you actually get your lightsaber throw to, like, level 3 or something, you could. But how do you target them?
Yeah, exactly. It's just going to target something that's close to you.
Leveling system, it's standard, but it's neat how you have different leveling up systems for each different, like, kind of...
Force aspect, the passive stuff, your powers and your
combos.
Right,
you can't just all put it all over the place, which is... it works well. Music is fantastic.
It's a great soundtrack.
Good use of all the themes and everything like that.
And some new stuff.
Yeah, there was some new stuff, and it all worked out pretty well. Juno's still alive, isn't she?
She is. CODIS still kicking.
Proxy, though, is kind of...
Yeah, he sacrificed himself. That was touching.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he's okay. They can always fix up droids.
Yeah, that's true.
C-3PO got blown to smithereens.
That's very true.
And they brought him back within that same movie. News quote. Yeah. He was okay. But, you know, it was a lot of fun playing through it. Maybe it was a little short. It left me wanting a little bit more, I guess.
No, I thought it was kind of the perfect length.
Okay.
I thought it was what it needed to be.
Maybe it's just a testament to how much I liked it I wish there was more to play.
So let me tell you about the Wiimote controls, because I was saving this for this discussion, so I wouldn't have to tell it to you twice.
Oh, good.
Like,
thank you.
You've got, like, the basic, like, you know, thrust the nunchuck forward to do your force push, and that's very satisfying. You know, you walk into a room for stormtroopers, you go, ha, and they all go flying. Some of the other cool ones, if you hold down the Z and B buttons on the Wiimote nunchuck and slam downwards, that does the rappel. The one that's the hold down L and hit B button on 360. And then there's another power you have. I forget the name of it, but you hold down both of those buttons again, and you start building up a field, and it's kind of like super repel, I guess. Once it gets charged to where you want it, then you just throw the two apart, which I just did with the mic. You probably couldn't hear me. And, you know, it's like you create this big shockwave. And it's got another one that it's kind of like Vader in Empire, where you pick the guy up with your force grip, and then you start waving the Wiimote around, and it just grabs whatever loose objects in the room and just starts hurling them at the guy.
That's cool. You were telling me, though, when you do force-like manipulation or whatever, you can't move things up and down?
No, there's no up and down. It's just moving around. But the game's designed for that, so it's okay.
Right.
Like, you don't miss it. Oh, the other really cool one, too, for that reason, is force choke is in it. And what you do is, you know, you're holding down the Z button on the nunchuck. You flip the nunchuck upside down. That starts choking him. It feels neat.
And it's kind of neat. It seems like you have almost more powers.
And then, like, the QTEs are basically, there's two varieties where it's either a thing will come up saying, shake the Wiimote or shake the nunchuck, and, like, that's it. So it's very binary.
What did you think of that part of the game where you took down the Star Destroyer?
Oh, I want to talk about that. Let me finish this thought.
Okay.
And then the other ones are where it's mostly for lightsaber duels. It'll have you rotate the Wiimote to the correct angle and then yank it up. And it does with the nunchuck, too, and I'm surprised. It tracks perfectly. That was a lot of fun. Okay, Star Destroyer. That should have been and could have been the best part of the game. And it started off fine. You know, I've got, like, these 8 TIE fighters. Okay, I kill these guys.
Target those TIE
fighters. Well, that's the thing. It's hard to target them because, again, they're flying off screen all the time where you need to be seeing them. The camera's fixed in this instance. But you take those guys out, and then you know, I grab the Star Destroyer. Does the cool over-the-shoulder camera. I'm moving it around. And then all of a sudden, my health's gone. I'm like, what? More TIE fighters? Oh, so now I gotta fight these guys, and the time it takes me to kill them, the Star Destroyer is like back to where it was.
Yeah.
So by the time I get it to where I'm actually yanking it down again, there's more TIE fighters. I'm like, okay, this is stupid. You know what? Why can't it just be like basically an interactive cutscene of me just yanking this down? That's all I wanted.
Yeah.
And it's like, and what are they thinking? Shit, he blew up the 8 TIE fighters. Well, we've got like 500 of them. Send 8 more.
Yeah.
We'll keep going in waves. You think they'd just be like, oh, fuck, everybody, go get him.
He's trying to destroy a Star Destroyer. Stop him at all costs, man.
Yeah, and I mean, like, you know, in theory, it's really cool that he does that. And, like, the ensuing cutscene is great. But yeah. It's just, yeah, it's just like, I want to do this cool thing, and you keep sending these damn, like, flies at me. Stop it.
So, I like the Force Unleashed. I thought I want to kind of try out the PSP version, because it has that cool, mode.
Flashback mode or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, it's like that mode where you can
flash forward.
Well, it's where you play like movie battles, or some of them are even kind of made up scenarios, but it's more content. Did you do like the duels on the Wii version?
You need two people.
Oh, you should have brought that over. You should have tried it.
I didn't even think of it.
But it's fun. I kind of hope they can do a sequel. I don't really know how they might do one.
Yeah.
Maybe they can
kind of kill the main character.
Maybe they can do Old Republic-y.
Maybe it'll take the bad ending and you'll be like.
I don't want
Cyber Star Killer.
I don't want no alternate universe stuff.
Oh, I'm waiting for someone to write like the novel trilogy where it's like the alternate version of Star Wars where if Star Killer did kill Vader.
Well, they've done some of that before.
Yeah, and I'm sure someone's writing it right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, it's.
I want to play Magnet 9.
Yeah, I know. It's a good game, and I think people are giving it a bad rap when it's a very. Well,
not that sevens and stuff are terrible review scores, but I think it's better than that. I mean, it's a little buggy, but.
I didn't even find it that buggy.
Yeah, no, it wasn't really that buggy. It's just, I don't know, actually. It's fun.
You know what else? I just want to say it was really cool, too. When you're fighting Shaak Ti at the Sarlacc pit, and the giant tentacles come, like, crashing down on you. That was cool.
It was cool. Oh, that's cool.
I know.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Propaganda. All right, everybody. Well, now we're really ending the show.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to this final segment. We'll be back next week. I'll probably be talking about Mega Man 9.
Adieu.